American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Takes after. Takes after. Appetite. Appetite. Models. Models. Spread. Spread. Call off. Call off. Approximate. Approximate. Per. Per. Rate. Rate. Average. Average. Brand. Brand.
Now listen to the paragraphs.
Steve takes after Frank in many ways. Steve has the same good appetite his father has, and they're both patient and creative. They share an interesting hobby, the assembly of car models. Frank started assembling car models many years ago. He used to spread all the pieces on the dining room table. He would even call off soccer practice in order to finish a model. 200 is the approximate number of models he owns by now. He spends about 60 hours per model. That's a lot of time to dedicate to a hobby. Some models were finished at a faster rate than others, but 60 hours was about his average. His favorite brand name for models is Presto. Frank thinks that they make the best models.
Now answer the questions. Then repeat the correct responses. Try to use the underlined words in your answers.
Is Steve similar to Frank in some ways? Repeat. Yes, Steve takes after Frank in some ways. Who has a good appetite? Repeat. Both Steve and Frank have a good appetite. What hobby do Steve and Frank share? Repeat. They like to assemble car models. What did Frank used to put on the dining room table? Repeat. He used to spread out all his pieces. What would Frank cancel? Repeat. He would call off soccer practice. What's the approximate number of models that Frank owns? Repeat. The approximate number of cars he now owns is 200. How many hours does Frank spend on each model? Repeat. He spends about 60 hours per model. Were some models finished quicker? Repeat. Yes, some models were finished at a faster rate. Did he like many brands of car models? Repeat. No, he prefers one brand.
Look at figure two. Let's look at the example.
Jane arrived late. She didn't see Mr. Nelson. Jane arrived too late to see Mr. Nelson. Repeat. Jane arrived too late to see Mr. Nelson.
Listen to the two sentences and combine them. Write the new sentence.
Number one. Jerry runs slowly. He can't keep up with those kids. Jerry runs too slowly to keep up with those kids. Repeat. Jerry runs too slowly to keep up with those kids. Number two. Carmen talks fast. I can't understand her. Carmen talks too fast for me to understand her. Repeat. Carmen talks too fast for me to understand her. Number three. General Gibson is working hard. He can't contribute his time to extra activities. General Gibson is working too hard to contribute his time to extra activities. Repeat. General Gibson is working too hard to contribute his time to extra activities. Number four. Lori left early. She didn't eat breakfast. Lori left too early to eat breakfast. Repeat. Lori left too early to eat breakfast. Number five. Ed stays up late. He can't get up early in the morning. Ed stays up too late to get up early in the morning. Repeat. Ed stays up too late to get up early in the morning. Number six. Doesn't Mark move slowly? He can't be in the marching band. Doesn't Mark move too slowly to be in the marching band? Repeat. Doesn't Mark move too slowly to be in the marching band?
Look at figure three. Listen to the paragraph, then complete the chart box outline. You will hear the paragraph twice.
When buying a car, there are at least three things that should be considered. Reliability is the most important. People need to know that their cars will run when they're needed. A second consideration is use. What is the car going to be used for? People who need to drive their families around need large cars. Most single people prefer small cars. People whose work involves carrying heavy things often buy pickup trucks. The third thing that should be considered is cost. How much a person can afford to pay is very often an important consideration.
Listen again.
When buying a car, there are at least three things that should be considered. Reliability is the most important. People need to know that their cars will run when they're needed. A second consideration is use. What is the car going to be used for? People who need to drive their families around need large cars. Most single people prefer small cars. People whose work involves carrying heavy things often buy pickup trucks. The third thing that should be considered is cost. How much a person can afford to pay is very often an important consideration.
Look at Figure 4 and listen to another paragraph and complete the chart box.
Calvin took his car to the garage today. The mechanic told him that he needed to have several things done to his car. Two things will be done immediately. First, his car needs a tune-up. It has been more than 6 months since the last tune-up, and he has taken many trips. Second, he needs to have the brakes adjusted. It's very dangerous to drive with bad brakes, so he needs to get this job done immediately. Two other jobs are also needed, but he will get them done at a later date. First, he needs to have his car tires aligned. The tires are starting to look more worn out on the inside. The second thing which he needs done is a change of the transmission fluid. This will also be done later.
Listen again.
Calvin took his car to the garage today. The mechanic told him that he needed to have several things done to his car. Two things will be done immediately. First, his car needs a tune-up. It has been more than 6 months since the last tune-up, and he has taken many trips. Second, he needs to have the brakes adjusted. It's very dangerous to drive with bad brakes, so he needs to get this job done immediately. Two other jobs are also needed, but he will get them done at a later date. First, he needs to have his car tires aligned. The tires are starting to look more worn out on the inside. The second thing which he needs done is a change of the transmission fluid. This will also be done later.
Turn to the answer page for this tape to check your answers after this tape ends. Go to Figure 5. You are going to be asked some questions. Use the information on the notes to answer the questions. Let's do number 1 as an example.
Number 1. We want to buy a carpet for the office, and we need to compare prices. Which brand of carpet is more expensive?
Brand X is more expensive than brand Y. Repeat. Brand X is more expensive than brand Y. Answer the question, then repeat the correct answer. Try to answer the question on your own.
Number 2. Tom, Dan, and Sam own new boats. Who owns the newest model? Repeat. Dan owns the newest model. Number 3. Ted, Linda, and Frank bought some land. Look at the notes and answer my questions. Who owns the largest portion? Repeat. Frank owns the largest portion. Which portion is the smallest? Repeat. Linda's portion is the smallest. Number 4. Look at the size of these towns and answer my question. Does town B have a larger population than town A? Repeat. No, it doesn't. Town A has a larger population than town B. Number 5. Jim, Ann, and Tom just finished lunch. Look at the food they ate and answer my questions. Who had the biggest appetite? Repeat. Tom had the biggest appetite. Who ate the least food? Repeat. Ann ate the least food. Number 6. The new girls' soccer team needs new uniforms. Mr. Young, Mrs. White, and Miss D contributed to buying these uniforms. Look at the notes and answer my questions. Did Mr. Young contribute more than Mrs. White? Repeat. No, he didn't. Mrs. White contributed more than Mr. Young. Who contributed the most of the three? Repeat. Ms. D contributed the most of the three.
Go to figure 6. Look at the chart and write answers to the questions. The chart is about some of the deserts of the world.
Number 1. Where is the largest desert located? Number 2. Which desert is smaller than the Sonoran Desert? Number 3. Which desert is in Mongolia and China? Number 4. What's the approximate size of the Kalahari Desert? Number 5. Where is the Rub al-Khali Desert located?
Listen to the questions again and repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. Listen. Where is the largest desert located? Repeat. The largest desert is located in North Africa. Number 2. Which desert is smaller than the Sonoran Desert? Repeat. The Mojave Desert is smaller than the Sonoran Desert. Number 3. Which desert is in Mongolia and China? Repeat. The Gobi Desert is in Mongolia and China. Number 4. What's the approximate size of the Kalahari Desert? Repeat. The approximate size of the Kalahari Desert is 225,000 square miles. Number 5. Where is the Rub al-Khali Desert located? Repeat. It's on the Arabian Peninsula.
This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 21.